Greetings and welcome to Tellings of a Medium. I'm your host, Jennifer Fezzio, and do I have a tale for you. Come with me and experience the unexplainable you will believe. From the U.S.'s most haunted and spine-tingling destinations to its most awe-invoking spiritual ones, this podcast is meant to instill hope and belief that there's something more than meets the eye. Skeptic, doubter, or believer, this podcast is for you as I share experiences from my life working as a professional psychic medium over the past 10 years. Step into a world that is all around you that you never knew existed. Let's begin Tellings of a Medium. Greetings, lovely listeners. Let's continue our development by talking about robots, specifically mediums that present as robots. What do I mean by this? I am talking about mediums who, when they bring a contact from spirit and we watch them, some of the characteristics that I think relate to robotic mediums are no personality, no pitch in fluctuation, structure, stoicness, this professional appeal of concise, straight, I have a job to do and I'm getting it done kind of feel. And a lot of times they are very systematic with how they bring their contacts. They have a checklist or they have a way that they work, and they work that same way with the information they present from spirit all the time. You know what to expect. Let me say that. These are what I call robotic mediums. Now, while that may look extremely stoic and put together and professional, put together is a good word to describe it, is that really what we want to present as mediums? Because if you think about it, good mediumship is you blending with another person. And you want to bring the essence, personality, and emotion through of that spirit person. How in the world, as a medium, can you do that if you are trying to be a professional robot? You know, it's always confounded me. Like, I see mediums, and I gave myself a very hard time about this for a very long time when I was developing, but I see these mediums go through development and they try so hard to work on their presentation, to have this formality to it, to nail down their first pieces of evidence with requirements and checklists. And I just don't think that serves the spirit person the best. And if you are one of these robotic mediums working out there, this is not to say that you haven't had some pretty kick-butt awesome sessions with kick-butt awesome evidence, right? Because you probably have. You've worked very hard to sound that way, to be shaped. Reminds me of modeling school, right? To be manicured and shaped into a presentation vessel. You've worked hard at that, and that needs to be acknowledged. But if you are one of these, I urge you to maybe just pin that robotic presentation for just a little bit and try what I suggest to you today. And that is to let all of that go. To let all of that systematic, I have to sound this way, I have to appear and present this way, I want to sound like a politician, professional, speaking stoically, same tone, regimented, let go of all of that. I want you to try to surrender and become that spirit person's personality. And if that means that you talk louder, you talk louder. If it means you talk softer, faster or slower, talk how spirit wants you to.
And when you do this and let that spirit person's personality come through, I do believe it is a better blend. And not only, and I think it's a better blend because you're essentially opening up to becoming them, to letting them kind of step into you a little bit more, to share your space a little bit more, to let go of you, that trained robotic medium, to surrender that and open up fully to let them be them. Because those people in spirit, I guarantee you, they're not caring about how they sound through you in terms of wanting to sound professional and concise. All they care about is their true essence coming through and the emotion behind their message being felt. That's what they care about. And I'm gonna tell you right now, I have never met a client who was once, scared, who was not once scared, put off, turned away, disappointed in their session when I allowed myself to embrace the personality of my spirit person. And it meant everything to them. You know, to hear clients say, and some of you may know this, some of you may already be working. I know my students work this way. So if I have students listening, you know, they know that that touches the client. And you'll hear them say to you when you work this way, you were moving just like her. You were speaking just like her. My mom in spirit, you were speaking like my mom in spirit. You were her. Oh my gosh, she'd actually say those words. You better get it done, get it right. You know, and that means everything to the client. They will not forget that. But they will forget a lot of sentences you say that are robotic, that have no personality to them. And so I urge you to just let go of that, let me put up this professional, presenting, mediumistic style culture that has developed in, you know, certain areas of the world. I urge you to kind of just let that go and try to let the spirit person's personality shine through a little bit more. And you do that by freeing yourself of those preconceived notions that you, but I don't blame you, I blame your mediumistic culture you were raised in, that has put on you to be that way as a medium. When you think about all the movies, which if you know me, I'm a huge movie freak. Spirit talks to me and works with me with movies a lot and actors and actresses and scenes from movies a lot and communicating. But if you've watched the movies where they've had the old seers and oracles and the shamans, are they robotic? No. They are moving and ebbing and flowing with the energy that is ebbing and flowing because of the blend and you allowing those emotions and personality to come through of the spirit person. Mediumship is not supposed to be put together. It is supposed to be messy. It is supposed to be messy like we humans are. We humans are messy, as in we're not perfect every day. Our personalities, our emotions are not perfect. They are results of the life we're living and the experiences we're having, causing the emotions we feel. And that is, I think, at the essence, what spirit people want to bring through. If not about their own life they've lived, but the client in front of you or the person in the group reading, what they're going through in their life, and to really touch the heart and soul of your recipient who's receiving the contact, you have to let all of that come to the surface. Now, I know there are some hardcore spiritualists, where presenting in the church has a certain face to it. Some churches, maybe some other churches are maybe a little more open, not wanting that stoic professionalism, right? But I know that that exists out there. And for the longest time, I thought, I sound so messy. Wow, I'm this Southerner with this accent, and I need to change that. I need to give only three pieces. I need to be professional. I need to speak to these people like I am an attorney in a legal office. You know, this was the pressure that I put on myself, and I know that I'm not alone in this. And I share this with you because I don't think it's right. I do not think that type of controlled behavior with a working medium is right. In fact, it's very unnatural. It goes against everything that we train to do as mediums. We want to become the communicator in spirit. How do we do that if we're trying to be one of these attorneys on these, you know, attorney shows presenting in a courtroom? That's what it reminds me of. And so you need to let go of that perfection. You know, and it sounds simple. To some of you out there, it may be very simple to let that go. But to some of you, it's a very, what's the word I'm looking for? Over your shoulder presence and expectation that you live in as a medium. And I don't, and this is just my opinion though, I don't think it's right. I think a good medium is animated because a spirit person is. I also think, and this is the other half of this podcast, I also think in addition to the spirit person coming through with their personality, how they speak, totally presenting what this person was in spirit to the client in front of you, you know, becoming that spirit person and showing that and presenting it in your mediumship. The other half is that the medium needs to be themselves too, and we have to get that personality of the medium as well. It's a balance. In fact, I think, you know, what I teach is, first of all, what I teach is mediumship is a sharing of two consciousnesses in the mind. And that is you being aware of what you're receiving, giving it to the client as a medium, but also acknowledging there are thoughts coming into your mind from the spirit person you're blended with, right? So our mediumship in the mind is a sharing of two consciousnesses, right? But I feel it's all also a sharing of two personalities, isn't it? And I think the mediums who really let that person in spirit come through with that essence and feeling and personality, I think that they are allowing that extent of their own personality to come through too, and they are not hindered. I think they're directly related. I mean, think about it. If your mind overtakes, spirit diminishes with its consciousness. If your personality overtakes, spirit doesn't shine through. Personality overtaking, as in you're controlling it and stifling it, feeling like you need to be that professional medium, presenting that way with the words and the lingo. Or it's the other extreme, your personality taking over, being too loud, too me, me, me. And we see that too, don't we? But I think that these two are directly related. So you want the two consciousnesses to balance, and you want your two personalities working together to balance, to allow both to move freely and express themselves freely, and the mind, the consciousnesses to work together in harmony, like the personalities work together in harmony. It's a mirror, really. It really, really is. You and yourself and your mind with the spirit person and their consciousness and their thoughts. They are connected. So with that being said, if you are here wanting to control and present and be all, you know, attorney in the courtroom, then you are hindering the spirit person by capping them at having the expression of a serious, stoic, monotone attorney in a courtroom. And I only use that example, first of all, I'm married to an attorney. I use, because I'm very close to that profession, but I know what is expected of attorneys in the courtroom in front of the judge. I know that they don't go in there doing somersaults and cracking jokes and showing their personality. They are business. They are here to present facts, argue cases, get the job done. And so in that sense, that's why I use that attorney in the courtroom example. And I'm going to be very honest and say that this is not in any way meant to shoot down mediums, again, who have trained so hard and worked so hard and present in places where they feel they need to be this sort of persona as a medium. I know that it's taken you a lot of training to get there. In fact, you've trained to be unnatural. And I think that's one of the hardest things to do. But I do feel like to serve spirit best, we have to open up to their personalities coming through. And that is not that stoic, robotic, flat presentation. So the way that you can embrace this and let that person, let your personality and spirit shine together on the platform with the one-on-one, is you let go of holding yourself accountable. You let go of not wanting to sound perfect. You let go of that perfect image you've strived for. And you embrace the messiness of the blend and the messiness of the communication and the messiness of what you've lived and the spirit person has lived, and bringing that to the forefront in all its beautiful, oh, messy human way. Because that's what spirit's doing. They're bringing the human self through, and they're doing it through a human body. And it's not supposed to sound perfect, because we aren't, are we? It's not possible. We are who we are in every individualistic way. And isn't that beautiful? And our mediumship should represent that with our own path and who we are, and with the spirit person we are working for. I hope that this gives you some food for thought. And next time you bring a contact from spirit, I urge you to don't care how you sound. Don't think about how you sound. Jump into the flow of spirit and just become that amazing sister that is using you to talk to her brother in front of you. That sister in spirit who wants to be the loud, crazy, wild younger sister your client, the brother, misses so much. You know, that's what it's about. It's a lot more than just presenting evidence in sentences. I hope that you just try it. Just try it. And feel free to let me know how it works for you. Let me know how it works for you. Feel free to join my Facebook group. Just go to Facebook and search Jennifer Fezzio. It's a group. It will have the word development in it. Message me there. You can email me, jenniferfezzio@gmail.com. If you want to develop, mentorship starts in July. I have 4 slots open with my Thursday night, 6 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time class, and my Wednesday morning, 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Central Standard Time class. I have 1 slot left there. So if you want one of those, please reach out to me and we'll chat. We will chat. Classes are always super small, and it's quite a journey. It's quite a program. Maybe I'll see you in there. Until next time, thank you for listening. Keep going, keep doing, keep working with spirit in all your beautiful, individual, amazing personality ways.